All right, it's 5 till 2. It's the Bob and Dan radio program with Donovan and the Killer out at Mavs practice, although Mavs practice is only a rumor for us. We didn't actually see any of it. But here to tell us how Mavs practice went.
Why didn't they let you guys down?
They felt we were stealing too many plays.
We would give information to the enemy.
That is true.
Putting them on our blog.
This wow. is Dirk. Dirk
yeah.
Jones.
Yeah.
He needs only one name.
Oh. Man, I like that sweatsuit.
That is That's sweet.
That is nice.
Did you buy it?
What size is that?
About a 4X. Probably.
Did you buy it?
They make you buy your Mavs gear?
No.
They give him like, doesn't he get that 20% off thing?
Yeah.
The 30, Mavs. Right? 30.
Yeah, that employees get.
This is how cheap Cuban is. We used to get 50, I think, when I first got to the team, and now, like, gradually it went down. I think now we get like 30, I think.
Really?
30% off?
In our store right here, yeah.
We were just joking.
You can't just walk in and pick
You're
up
dirt.
Anything.
No, I'm saying we get our gear, but I'm saying if I buy a jersey from my family or whatever, we get 30% off the store.
Like they don't say, "Hey, you know what, Dirk? Your first 10 jerseys you need this season are on us."
No,
really?
He gets a paycheck.
Well, I know they give him a paycheck, but it is kind of him.
Really big one.
I don't even know what it is.
They say it's very big.
Yeah, so I heard.
So how's life? How you feeling?
Pretty good.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm a year older.
You know, but here's what we like. I think...
The hair?
Well, I love the hair.
Appreciate
and
it.
And also like the nights without the headband more, you know? I feel like I'm more... well, obviously being bald and all, I merely have personal preferences.
Okay.
But I like it when it's totally all over the place and you just have to fight
flopping.
Through it.
Now, yeah. When did you decide on the headband?
It was kind of the summer when it was just getting so long that when I started training, I couldn't see the basket, so I had to do something. And I don't feel that skinny Euro band that most of the guys, like all the Argentinos in the league, wear. I don't like that look. So
it's big in the soccer.
All the soccer guys wearing it in Europe, so that's not my look. So I went with the headband, and I mean it did its job. It kept the hair out of my eyes and rolled it with the summer and. Did it in preseason, and it was okay, but I certainly don't like the look, but if you got long hair, you got to do something. I mean, it's better than a ponytail.
Well, and it might also be better than the buzz cut. Are you done with the buzz cut, or you might bring that back at some point?
See, my mom is in town right now, and she hates the long hair. She says I look like a girl. And so,
wow, I'm 7 feet tall.
Yeah.
With a beard.
But when I buzz it, she hates it too. And I can't even say what she says I look like then. But it's so she wants like the in-between look. So I promised her for Christmas that I will cut it. So here sooner or later, I got to trim it off a little bit.
Really?
Yeah.
I enjoy
it.
Does
she want the parted on the side schoolboy look?
Yeah,
or what does she want?
Like, she showed me a picture today. She's like, I like this. I like this. And I look like a fourth grader, like little spiky.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, come on, Mom.
Isn't your mom of exceptional height?
Not really, like 5'8", 5'9".
Oh, really? I thought she was like a...
No, I don't know what happened. My dad's only like 6'4". I don't know why I got like this giant. I don't know what happened. Jeans or I don't know.
Worked out pretty well, though.
Yeah, not bad.
I like when you would show up totally buzz cut, just out of the blue, no warning or
no
anything.
No warning.
Just got bored one day.
It's
yeah,
so
one, one time it was so annoying in pregame that I went back and cut it right before the game with like 15 minutes on the clock. So.
Okay, now this is interesting because there's only one world-class athlete that would cut his own hair that I know of. And
Who's that?
Was Boris Becker.
Really?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's notorious for cutting his own hair.
I didn't hear that.
Absolutely.
I didn't know that.
Fellow countrymen, right?
Yeah.
Well, next time you guys run into each other, you have to ask him.
Like the second most famous German.
I believe he cuts his own hair. I believe he did through his career.
How many points did you score that night?
I forgot. It's been a long time. I think that was the year that Nahara cut it right in the locker room. So that must have been like, when was Eddie here? Like 7, 8 years ago? I mean, all the years seem to flow together. But
time flies,
yeah,
dude.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, you're almost the Mavs all-time leader, right?
You're
second.
10 games away or something now, right?
Can you believe that?
I didn't look it up.
Is that a big deal?
I'd be close. I mean, I'm what?
Taunting Brad Davis?
I taunt him every day. I tell him my jersey goes up right above his soon, so when I'm done. so you can't see his anymore. But no, I taunt him every day.
All right.
Now we talk to Dirk every season, and we have found the evolution of things that you actually appreciate talking less basketball every year. Now, if you want us to talk basketball, we have a whole list of things.
It's up to you guys.
Okay, because I kind of like the trend that we talk less and less basketball every year. Can we hear about the arm? Show us the arm. Let's see what this thing looks like.
It actually looks pretty good.
Oh, with the teeth in it?
Yeah, it just looks like a little bite mark now.
Wow.
So they took the stitches out a couple of days ago or a week ago. And now it's actually not bad. It's only sore when I fell on it in Sacramento, and then it was really sore again for a day. But I'm still on those good pills, you know, the anti-inflammatory, all sorts of things. So it's actually pretty good.
So we respect the fact that it takes something pretty serious to keep Dirk out of a game. You're
usually a bone's got to be sticking out like
right.
90 degrees for me to miss a game.
Your toughness is a very admirable trait. So when you left, we pondered what could be going on. Then they talk about fishing pieces of tooth out of your arm for half an hour or something. Then we start hearing reports about, boy, all the potential problems that human teeth, you know, can cause another human. And did you have, what kind of shots? What are we talking about here? What was this? What was this experience like?
It was actually ugly. The problem was, I guess, he had fake teeth already.
Oh, he did. Okay.
So I shattered his porcelain, and so there were pieces of porcelain in my bursa sac and my elbow somewhere flying around. And so I'm trying to watch the game, and the doctor has got his whole two hands in my elbow. I look back one time, he's like really knuckle deep in my elbow, trying to get pieces out.
Now, what's the level of pain at this point?
Well, he numbed it up.
Okay.
Fortunately, so it wasn't that bad. But then the next day, that was the most pain I've been in a long time.
Just really?
Because he was in there so long for like 45 minutes and washed it out, closed it up, took an X-ray. Opened it back up, went back in there again to wash it out some more. So it wasn't a fun experience. But I was lucky. I mean, the biggest thing was don't get an infection in there. So, I mean, I wasn't antibiotics for like 8 weeks, it felt like. Every couple hours I took a different pill. But it's been good now. So.
Okay, I guess now I was out of town for the holiday or something when this was going down. I didn't realize it was false teeth.
He had already.
Is that better?
Is that better or worse than real teeth?
I don't know. We got to call somebody up. But I mean,
but you didn't
I guess
have to
the
get...
porcelain shattered different than regular teeth would. I mean, either way, it wasn't fun, I guess. I don't know.
But you didn't need a bunch of shots or anything like that?
No, shots. I'm up to speed on my, what's it called?
Rabies?
Yeah, all that stuff. Yeah, so I'm up to date on my, because I just went to, we went to China in the Olympics a year ago, so we had to have everything there.
Sure.
I was up to date on everything.
The tetanus shot.
Yeah, that one. That's the word I was looking for.
That's the big one, too.
All right, Dirk is with us at a Mavs practice show.
You're quiet today. You all right?
I've been dominating the ball now.
Yeah.
We'll let him get involved here.
It's all good. What do you want to chat about?
Whatever you want.
I got a little basketball stuff.
Is the tie throwing you off, Dirk?
Because.
Awful.
Do you like the new look of me? This is
actually, the tie doesn't go along with the jacket, I think.
Do you don't think it matches?
No.
I have very limited resources to choose from.
I bet you do.
I have like two jackets, and I do not have suede.
That's what Nelly used to do when he traveled. He took the same jacket for like a week or 10 days and just had two or three shirts he would mix in and another tie, but same jacket for the whole trip.
You know, I've patterned my life after Nelly, to tell you the truth.
I can see that.
I do enjoy Nelly.
Yeah, he was the man.
You still, you ever talk to Nelly?
I can't really tell you guys what he texted me after the whole thing went down in the playoffs. But some guy was like, hey, Nelly wants your number. I was like, oh, wow. So I got this text from Nelly, and I can't really get into it live on the radio. But it was hilarious. I was like, wow, he's a sick old man. That's what I was thinking.
Will you always love Nelly?
I was always a Nelly fan. No, he's great from day one. I mean, I think he's tough on the rookies. Just from an old school standpoint, he can be tough on the rookies. And he was cussing me out a bunch. But after that, he's totally a player's coach. You know, let you do whatever, gives you freedom. And No, he was great. I was always a Nelly fan, yeah.
Just as the guy who, I guess, found you, right? Or really brought you over and had a lot of confidence from the get-go.
Yeah, I think Donnie had a big part in getting me here, too. He was always great, and he was actually the coach of the Hoop Summit game I had. So he was a big part in that. But, yeah, I mean, Nelly was a big part of why I'm the player that I am now, because he let me do whatever in the beginning and gave me a lot of freedom. And, you know, I always say not a lot of coaches would love the 7-footer just jack up Trey Boston on the transition. So, and he gave me all the freedom in the world. So it's great.
All right. Well, here's my basketball stuff. Do you want to follow up on that?
No. Go ahead.
Okay. Just as you've gone through everything, I mean, got the MVP under your belt and, you know, just all that you've experienced, how important is the title then to put, you know, it's kind of the thing you haven't done yet, right?
Yeah, I mean, to me, that's the ultimate thing. I mean, I don't really care much about numbers or anything right now anymore. It's all about the title, and if that's missing at the end, then it'll be disappointing. I mean, I'd still would have a great career to look back at and some fun things, but something still would be missing because, I mean, ultimately, this is a team sport, and the ultimate thing is the championship. So,
but you are, I know it would be awesome to do it here, just because of where the team was when you got here and what you've become. It'd be really cool if you could do it in a Mavs uniform for sure. Have you ever thought about the possibility that just might not happen, and like an older Dirk, maybe when you're more on the downside of a career, not. I would consider you still in your prime, wouldn't you? That
you've been watching.
Could you think of yourself doing it anywhere else?
Not really. Just because I always say I left it all out there here for the last 12 years, so it wouldn't even feel right to go just somewhere else just to win it. But hey, you never know. You know, this is the business. You know, in a couple of years, if you know they don't want me here anymore, or something goes down, I mean, you never know.
Contractually, you could opt out after this year, right, and be part of this big free agent class?
I don't think I'm going to, but I haven't really thought about it this much. You know, I always kind of like I'm a year-to-year guy. I want to play this year out and see what's going on, and then we'll just see what happens in the summer. I mean, there are a lot of free agents out this summer, but I didn't really plan on doing anything, opting out or anything like that. But you know,
had the Mavs talked about extending you or?
Not really. No, we're kind of looking what's going on, and we'll see how this year goes. And like I said, I'm still good till 2011. Then we might have a lockout anyway. And so we'll just go from there.
I have a strong feeling that this is your best work. I think you're playing out of your mind this season. And, A, am I nuts? Do you think this is your best season? And if so, why? What's changed? I know you obviously had a crazy spring and whatever, but they've made some additions, but dude, I think at times this is your best work.
Well, I think
how about that for a tough question?
Yes,
I think you're playing
a lot of parts to the question, but I think not playing this summer really helped early in the season. Usually, I try to recover still from the Olympics and all sorts of things, and that really this year I was as fired up to play and get into the season. I was even fired up for training camp, which I never am in my last 11 years. So that was a big part. I think a big part was Josh being out early. I think that made me and Jet obviously have to create more offense, and I think since Josh is back, my offense actually went down a little bit, which is great though, because I think we're tougher to prepare for. So I think early on in November, I think I was more of a volume shooter sometimes than I wanted to be on nights where I just felt like nothing was going for our team and I had to just shoot every ball. That's how it felt like sometimes. But, hey, we found ways usually to win games, and that's what it's all about. So, I mean, at this point, you know, if I shoot it 10 times, we win, that's great. If I have to find a way to chuck up 35 shots, like in the one game against Charlotte where, like, I felt like I had to shoot it every time and we still get to win, I think that's just fine. I mean, whatever it is. That is, I have to do. I guess I'll take it.
I really enjoyed that Denver series. I know you guys went out quick, but I kind of enjoyed watching you just from a standpoint of you were making a stand. Of course, you're hearing about everything off the court, and it's kind of a weird time for you personally. At the same time, you went out there and you got Kenyon hanging all over you, and just that I mean, that whole 2 weeks. I mean, you guys obviously lost more than you won, and there was that weird call at the end of game three, I guess. Yeah. But for just pure watching Dirk be Dirk in the playoffs, that series, despite losing, I really enjoyed it. Was it fun for you?
Yeah, it was fun, obviously, for me to get away from some of the other stuff, you know. I couldn't live in my house, and all sorts of things were going on. And so for me, like, those 2 hours were like escape for me, and doing what I love to do and spending time with my teammates. And they were all great during that time in the locker room trying to cheer me up and saying some crazy things. So I really enjoyed just leaving wherever I was living and just being with the guys and doing what I love to do. So that was the best thing for me.
So where'd you live then?
I don't know if that's a salary cap violation.
Okay.
If I could tell that or not.
Are you?
I'm not going to say any names.
Are you still in Group's house?
You're staying with a friend.
Yeah, I stay with a friend. No, I'm back in my house now.
Are you back in Group's house with the race car?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, Group. Yeah, where he at?
Group's.
Hey, Dirk.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Awesome.
How's the fam?
They're good.
Good.
So that's resetting that story again.
No. Oh,
you bought,
which one?
No, not the
not the house story again. We talked about it the last 2 years straight.
Well, why? Do you want to talk about the whole controversy again, or
you want to get into the other story?
Yeah, pick one, man. Controversy on the house.
Let's talk about the house.
Dirk possible baby.
Groups. Or... So how did it go down, Groups? Let me hear it again. Did I knock on the door?
Yeah, I think you knocked on my door.
Can I buy this house?
Yeah. I got, like, all this money, so give me
this. I'm making all this money, that's what I said?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's exactly how it went.
Wasn't he spinning a basketball when he knocked
on
the door?
But I think he had a gun also.
I had my jersey on.
Yeah.
Full uniform.
You were wearing sweatpants, though.
And a suitcase full of money.
They still had the price tag on them.
I love it.
That's great.
I absolutely love it.
Okay, wow. This is Dirk with us. Do I need to reset that? Are people pretty familiar with...
Absolutely.
With my deep voice. And actually, Hump said the other day, I was killing him. He's like, you got that diehard accent. So
like Hans?
Like Hans Gruber. Yeah, yeah. So he was killing me the other day.
Now I got a machine gun. Ho, ho, ho. Yeah. I love it.
Exactly.
All right. Anytime we can tie Die Hard and Dirk together, that makes me happy.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get Dirk's thoughts on Tiger. 60 seconds. Go.
Oh, wow. I'm going to leave that one alone.
Are you uncomfortable with the media?
The media?
It always seems that...
Private life.
TMZ never really went after athlete before. And now TMZ is following athlete.
I'm not really familiar with TMZ, to be honest, but...
The Entertainment Tonight type shows. And just the entertain... You know, the people that usually follow Paris Hilton... are now following Tiger.
They found athletes are more interesting.
Crossing
too.
A line there, I thought.
Well, I mean, he is one of the biggest stars, obviously, we got in this world, and he's a celebrity, so I guess that's why they went for him. But
does it phase you from being European, as you are, and knowing how the tabloids work over there?
Is it crazy over there or what?
Oh yeah, I think athletes are very much fair game over there.
Oh yeah.
So from that standpoint, maybe a lot of this...
Yeah, I mean, if you grow up whatever in Germany and you're a soccer guy, you're fair game every day.
They're camping
outside your house. And see, I was a little fortunate. I never had that over my career. So obviously when this stuff went down to playoffs and I switched on, or somebody said, hey, there's a... news van outside your house. I was like, I never experienced stuff like that. So that was weird and different for me. But yeah, I guess in Germany with the soccer guys, or in Europe and England, they're the worst. The mirror and all sorts of things. So it happens. But yeah, I mean, celebrities are you know, athletes are celebrities in a way. So I guess that makes them fair game.
What did you do this summer? For your time off, did you go on walkabout with Holger again?
What did I do? No,
walkabout.
Did you do that for 2 weeks?
About.
Like you camped out
in Australia?
Yeah, in Australia.
With the guitar.
Yeah, we did that a couple of years ago.
Holger talked about
spinning the basketball.
Holger was talking too much.
Like existential stuff and whatever, just the
No, not this time. You know, I needed some family time when I left here. You know, I wanted to leave pretty quick after the whole thing here. So I went home, took the whole family on a vacation for a couple of weeks. Went to some island in Greece. That was great, and just got away. And obviously they weren't here when the whole thing went down, so they had a lot of questions. So... I enjoyed some time with the family, with the kids, with my sister, and so after that I was doing a lot better, and then just hang out a lot, you know, just seeing some of the friends, play some tennis, did some travel, went to Africa with the Basketball Without Borders thing in September.
Oh, that's right.
That was great experience, just showing the kids, but also off the court, the stuff we did, building houses, going into the area where it's not that great, and just seeing how they live and dance and laugh, and I think that was a great experience for me, so I enjoyed that.
Well, we always wonder about that. How much actual house building does a guy like Dirk actually do?
We actually...
When the cameras come out.
No. Here, hold the hammer.
Yeah. There you go.
I had a hard hat on, and I went to work. I was carrying bricks around, and we were there for a good, I don't know, 3 hours or something.
Sweating.
Yeah, we put in work.
That's more than hopping off the bus and posing.
Yeah, no, we didn't. We didn't do that. No, we actually went to work, but it was fun.
All right. Well, let's wrap this up.
Already?
Well,
that's sad.
Well, we've been going 20 minutes. Would you like to go 20 more?
We got 20 more?
We were here another hour. So if you want to stay, we're not going to get rid of you. I was trying to do you a solid.
Well, why don't we just extend this for 5 more minutes, not another 20?
Okay, 5?
Sure.
Done.
Let's
have to do a commercial break?
We'll push them all together.
I like that.
You like pushing them together?
Yeah, push them together.
All right. Let's talk about the team briefly then.
Okay.
I'm curious with all of this and with who you are and what you represent and the fact that you could, if you want to, opt out this summer. I'm curious, do they bounce ideas off you when it's time? Does Donnie and or Mark say, Dirk, what do you think of this dude? We're thinking maybe we can get a jump on the summer here. I'm just curious.
I did talk to Mark and Donnie some this summer. Obviously, we made some moves. And then the whole Gortat thing, there was some news every other day, basically. So they did keep in touch with me, which obviously I liked, and I tried to put my input in. But I really liked all the moves that we did, you know, after we didn't get Gortat, bringing Drew Gooden, who's, you know, to me, a double-double guy his whole career. So I really liked all the moves we did, but... You know, major thing is every team right now is kind of positioning themselves not to put on money after the summer, so then everybody can go for free agents, and I think we're in the same boat. I think Damp's going to be a free agent this summer. Josh, I think, is coming off. So I think there are going to be some decisions to be made again this summer, so we're just going to see what happens. But I do like to stay involved, not every day. I don't think that's my style, but I like to know what's going on and what direction we're headed.
But there's a lot of, as we saw the other night, chasing the Lakers involved. I mean, they're good.
They
seem to be
playing
a different sport right now on some level.
I mean, everybody's still mad at Memphis and Chris Wallace or whatever that guy's name is to trade Gasol there. I mean, that's just the steal of the century, really. But, I mean, they're good, but everybody's beatable, I guess, in sports. You know, one little injury to somebody can turn the whole thing around. So we're going to keep playing hard, keep chasing them, and see what happens.
Best player in the NBA, Kobe or LeBron?
I've always been a Kobe fan just because the way he can take over games. And
No offense that I didn't put your name in there.
Oh, no.
But
no,
I
can't vote for
yourself. Kobe is just the way he can take over games, and he can shoot, he can post, he can get to the foul line. I mean, there's nothing that he can't do. And I'm a big LeBron guy, too, because he's younger, but to me, he does more stuff with his athleticism and his body, where Kobe, to me, is more skilled. You know, he doesn't have the 6'8", 275-pound frame. You know, he does it all by quickness and skill. And I watched the game a little bit yesterday when I came home, and he had like two or three pull up with the left hand and spin moves, and he's the most skilled guy in the world probably right now.
LeBron's like you though, or what they would say about you at first when you came on the scene, that I can't believe somebody this big can do that. Or, you know, he's...
Yeah, he's... LeBron is like a freak of nature for some reason. I mean, I don't know what he ate growing up, but, I mean, the stuff he does is just amazing. You know, how quick he is, explosive, and still obviously skilled, making those plays on the full run. I mean, he's amazing, too. So, I mean, you can't go wrong with either way. The only thing is LeBron's obviously 5, 6, 7 years younger. So if you start a franchise right now, you probably go with LeBron.
Would you like to add one of them to the Mavs? Do you think that would improve your... that would probably improve your team.
Might you sign off on one of those?
I mean, if this is a Wish concert, yeah, I'd probably take either or. But it's...
They say kid makes you better. You agree with that?
I like playing with Jason a lot. You know, we went through some time there. And I love Devin. I love Devin, but he wasn't really a pass-first point guard, and everything seemed to be a grind-it-out kind. I had to work everything so hard. And I think once we traded for kid, I think, I don't know, I got rejuvenated. I have more fun again running and getting some open shots. And I think the difference between kid and a lot of point guards, other point guards, is, you know, the other point guards might see you open, then they throw you the ball. By that time, the defense is already there. But kid, you know, he just sees the whole thing developing. Oh, he's coming off that screen. If I throw it now, then I get the ball when I'm open. So
well, that pass last night was ridiculous. To
Gooden on the break. Yeah. So, I mean, he's just fun to play with. I was lucky to play. I mean, Steve and Kidd, I mean, both are a Hall of Famers, and I was lucky to play with some great point guards in this league.
Absolutely. Two guys who know the game and have eyes in the back of their head.
Great personalities on and off the floor. So,
a little more non-basketball. So if you're on a flight, you're traveling, what's Dirk's... What do? You play cards? You got a DVD collection?
We're not into friends anymore, right?
Like, yeah, you have a great memory of our interviews.
Yeah, I got a big head. So, no,
was it the Friends DVD collection?
Yeah, that was nothing. Now actually we do play a lot of poker, but I'm actually in the...
Are you like Gilbert Arenas?
Does everybody set on their desk?
You know, I'm in the smaller game. Some of the guys like Jet and Kid, sometimes they play in the high roller game, and I'm like in the small game where like we got like a $20 buy-in, and it's like tournament style, so you can never lose more than $20.
That's per diem. There you go.
Yeah, so that's me. I'm not a great poker player, but...
Has anyone pulled a gun on you to collect winnings? Or
no. No, we say money on the table. And then winner gets it all. So
you don't have a good poker face? You get a couple aces and start laughing or something?
Yeah, exactly.
Throwing up your hands.
I'm not a great poker player. That's why I don't play in a high roller game with the guys.
What's your TV viewing pleasure?
I don't watch that much TV anymore. You know, I mostly try to read when I'm at home alone or in the hotel. And sometimes I still enjoy the League Pass. You know, I still watch games at home.
Really?
I know it sounds dorky, but I'm still at home and I'll be like, yeah, you know, it's a great game on tonight. And I'll watch it, especially those West Coast games. They're late on at night. And I'll sit there and watch them and once in a while watch a movie. But, I mean, nothing's changed. I mean, I'm still relaxed, way laid back, and not much going on.
Well, you opened the book door. So what's the... Give us a couple.
Actually, right now I'm reading some of the John Grisham's old classics.
Really?
So I've been going through him for like 3 books now, and I really liked them. And I just got like, I think everybody knows that I'm reading now, so I got like 25 books for Christmas.
Isn't that awesome?
Because they're like, what are we getting, Derek? Books, sweet.
Now, did you put out a list of the books you wanted, or did they?
No, they're just free-flowing. I got some more John Grisham. I was like, wow, sweet. Thanks, Mom. And
But it's better than stuff you definitely won't use.
I guess.
I'm on board with the... Well, okay, sorry. I guess not.
You
got to give your
Christmas
own list, though.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, what are you getting from me for Christmas? I don't know. That's why I always say, I don't know. When we're growing up, my grandma always used to give me money. But those days are obviously over.
What do you get a max out guy in your...
She can't impress you now.
Yeah.
Here's $20, Dirk.
Yeah.
Maybe a Snuggie. Do they have a long Snuggie?
No.
Are you familiar with the Snuggie?
No.
It's a blanket with arms. You'll have to get familiar with it.
So you like a poncho type?
Yeah.
Those are nice.
They've got funny commercials.
Yeah, those are nice.
Regarding the Snuggie. But nothing big that we must see? Any movies? DVDs? You're not into
I really heard that one HBO series is pretty funny with the guys, the baseball player. What's it called?
Eastbound and Down?
Eastbound and Down.
I haven't seen it.
You got to check it out. I did get the whole collection of the first series, so I'm going to start watching that. I heard it's hilarious.
All right. Well, keep us posted,
so,
huh?
So, yeah, I'm going to keep you guys posted. No
All right, friends. Brother. You're the man.
Thank you, guys.
See you in 12 months.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, no
Good
worries.
Luck.
Yeah, thanks
Good
for having
times.
Me.
There he goes.
Thanks, Dirk.
The great Dirk. It's 2:24, and now we catch up.
KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTDK Sanger, KKLF Richardson, KPLX HD2 Fort Worth, a Cumulus station.